Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hello, Becky.
On this episode of Sip and Discuss, we are going to review The Broker by Nikki Sloan. Now, before we talk about this book or get into this, Leah and I have thoughts about this book and Jenny. So,
we do.
Leah, did Jenny make it over 50% into this book?
No.
No, she quit before 50. I think she made it over 50. Do you think she finished this book?
I mean, definitely not. I do not think Jenny finished this book. I think Jenny surprised us and finished this book because she powered through. But I think Jenny wanted to stop at like 20%.
I believe Jenny finished this book, but she has really big thoughts about everything in this book.
So, Jenny, did you finish the book?
I did finish the book. I read the entire book.
When did you want to stop?
Pretty much like the second chapter.
We knew. We were talking about it today because Becky and I, like, we talk every day, multiple times a day. And we were like talking about the book. I'm like, I don't know if Jenny's going to be able to do this one.
I was like, no, I think she read it, at least most of it, but I'm fairly certain it was an angry, like, page turn every time.
Did you read the whole thing or did you, like, skip?
I did. I read the entire thing.
You read all the words.
Yes. I definitely had that moment where I was like, oh, this book is not my book.
Yep.
I would never pick this book up on my own. And then I kind of just, like, took myself out of it and, like, watched it as, like, you know, like when you watch Sister Wives and you're like, can't wrap your head around, like, what's going on? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of Sister Wives, like, I was doom scrolling and I keep getting in Big Love Tiki Talk. Like, you know, the Sister Wives, like, fiction show with both.
Oh, the
women.
HBO. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. I keep getting stuck in the Big Love Tiki Talks. I don't know why.
That TV series was flipping bonkers.
But I think it's real. Because if you watch the Sister Wives stuff, it's very similar.
The one that I random, there is somebody that does high history. It's a lady, and she reviews a lot of, like, reality TV shows within the context of, like a sociological context.
Oh, okay.
And how it plays into humanity and, you know, human development and stuff. And she recently did a deep dive on that family that moved from their small town, like, in Tennessee to New York, and they have, like, 8,000 children, and they make their children busk to help meet their rent. Because their rent is $12,000 a month for a brownstone townhouse, because there's 8,000 of them.
Like, and they're all sharing a room. Yeah. Sure.
Oh my gosh. I can't imagine, one, how you could pay $12,000 a month for rent. And two, why would you birth that many children?
Right. Well, Bonnie asks is it history in 60? And I'm like, no, it's called slightly high history. She's usually, like, inebriated.
Yeah, like drunk history, but high.
But she's high. Okay, so The Broker by Nikki Sloan. Who wants to read all the things before we get into this delightful conversation?
I can read them.
Okay, go for it.
That's good, because I don't have my thing up.
Okay, release date is February 20th of this year. And tropes, age gap, workplace romance, secret, forbidden, lost daughter, one night stand, EDSM, kink, swingers. Series name is The Nashville Neighborhood. And this is, like, I don't know, a lot into it. series type, interconnected standalones, and dual first person point of view. Put out percentage was 12%. So yes, I probably made it about, like, 20%. And it is available in KU.
Okay. Was this your first Nikki Sloan? Jenny, I know it's not Leah's.
Think so. I mean,
I would
I
bet
would
money it was Jenny's first
yeah,
Nikki
I'm
Sloan.
pretty sure.
Well, Nikki Sloan, I read her Filthy Rich Americans. It's bonkers. It's a trilogy. It's a bonkers. And I loved it. It was kind of forbidden. It pushed the envelope.
Yeah, it definitely does.
It was written pre-2020.
Well, and it has like secret society vibes to it, too.
And there's lots of ritualsness in it, but it's bonkers. It is bonkers. It is very sexy. And I've read The Doctor and I read The Pool Boy that are other books that are in this Nashville neighborhood.
And I've read her Blindfold Club, which is like full BDSM, like all of that stuff.
So I really liked The Doctor, which was an age gap,
Book
ex's
one, X's
dad.
dad.
Yeah, it was really well written. And then The Pool Boy was okay. But this is one of those series where you keep reading them thinking, oh, it's going to get better back to where it was with Pool Boy or with The Doctor. And let's just say the broker proved that this series does not get
It
better.
just right.
Yeah, and
It
I haven't
leveled
read
off.
any of this series, but honestly, like reading this one, I would not go back and read the rest. Like based on like the fact that Becky said the doctor is good, and plus I really like an ex's dad, like I would go back and read that one. But since she like everybody that sorry, I got distracted by the chat. Oh no, that's my it's a water bottle.
Everyone's like, are you drinking a whole bottle of wine?
No, it's a stainless steel Star Wars water bottle. But like I would not go back and read the rest of this series. And I was really disappointed in that because I really enjoyed any other Nikki Sloan book that I've read. Because I read a couple of the Filthy Rich Americans, and like I said, I read her Blindfold Club.
And it wasn't a terrible age gap, right? She's 23, he's 36.
Yeah.
It wasn't this terrible age gap. So, it wasn't like he was 40 or her dad's age or something.
No.
But God, she was freaking annoying. Like, I wanted to hold her head in the toilet and give her swirlies for hours, like,
See,
every time she
my thing
talked.
was she was very annoying, and like she was a like self-proclaimed brat. And so going into the book, I was like, oh, he's gonna be a daddy, she's gonna be the brat, like she's gonna really play into that BDSM element, but she doesn't. And I was like, there's little bits here and there. Like she calls him daddy, he calls her baby girl, but she could have really taken that brat side of it, like to the extreme, and it would have worked a lot better. But it's like she almost forgot that she decided she was going to be a brat and then made her a voyeur.
She was so stupid.
Just really immature, too.
Well, because I was like, am I really old? Because, like, when the first
Well,
part of the
yes, we
book,
are.
but like when she's like talking to her dad and like explaining why she's in the situation she's in, I'm like, yeah, that's what should have happened. Like,
She just, and the wannabe influencer. And again, this kind of falls into that realm of it seems that every character we have right now, it's either they want to be an influencer or they're a romance author. Like, women can be anything, and young women coming out of college can be anything. Stop doing this. It's stupid.
Well, and it also like stereotypes like the rich kid, which I mean, like she was very spoiled and like they gave her everything, but not every rich kid is like that. It's like you could play up the brat and still not have her be a spoiled imbecile.
Well, let's talk about Noah because I'm not sure he was much better. At 36, he read like a frat boy of 12. And
Oh,
also,
my
like,
noise.
he just wanted to get sorry, he just wanted to get his dick wet. Like, the entire book, that is all he cared about. How can he have the sex? And the meet cute in the bar when he's like, I saw her from afar and it's been 6 weeks. Dude, get some lube and move on. Like, cheese and rice.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like, I mean, he could have easily, winked.
Well, he could have gone to the club. He was a member of that club. Yeah. Like, why couldn't he just, if he needed to get laid so bad, go to the club that you're a member of? Like, that, because that was a big thing. But even that aspect of it was a letdown. Like, I felt like there were so many pieces that she started and then just let them fall off.
I also want to say, read the room, Nikki Sloan. I get that this book, she probably wrote it November, December. I don't know how long it takes her to write a book. She hasn't released a ton of books in the last couple years. But finance bros right now, freaking gross. Nobody likes a finance bro. Nobody likes a tech bro. Really, death to the bros.
Yeah.
And so, like, he already had to overcome the fact that he was a finance bro. And then he had this big, giant ego for what? Like,
I was very confused too. Like, he's the baby of the family. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Like, I did not understand, like, his family dynamic.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, his family was very close. They had good relationships. And he was like this. And he even talks about how, like, I mean, they were a little, like, over-involved. But, like, it wasn't, like, a bad thing. But then he's like, yeah, I had to leave to get away from it. Now I'm back because my dad is sick. And, like, I'm helping take care of them. But there's not really a ton of interaction with the parents, though, either. Like, again, it was, like, something that could have been a lot more. And I felt like it was a letdown.
So, in the early 2000s, and again, I don't think this book was for me. Mm-mm. Because I'm too old. There was so much in this book that I'm just like, grow up. Yeah. But do you remember in the early 2000s, especially as new houses and new housing developments were coming online, because, like, there was kind of this housing boom at the end of the 90s, yeah, early 2000s, and people would overextend themselves and buy these big, giant houses. Well,
and they'd balloon, yep, mortgage.
And then you'd go into the house and they'd have a couch and a card, yeah, table. Like, there was, yeah, no furniture because they couldn't afford furniture because they had to pay, yeah, the mortgage and the balloon mortgages, yeah, and stuff like that. So his buying that house, I just kept thinking, wow, I bet he doesn't have any furniture. And then when she's, like, told you have to go clean the house, I just kept thinking she's got to dust the card table.
Right?
I mean, you got to stack those boxes.
Well, it sounds like he didn't get a table until Thanksgiving. So, like,
right. Right. And also this book, and we kind of knew this, but, you know, when we go through this process of picking books, we try to pick a book that's going to be a newer release that we think will be kind of trendy, that will be popular in the market or talked about. And Nikki Sloan's books typically do that, right?
Yeah.
And like I said, I really liked The Doctor. So when I picked out March's books and I saw she had a new book coming out in February, I thought, okay, hey, let's give this a try. You know, it's not an author we've ever covered. Right. It's not a series that we've covered. And I thought, let's give this a try.
Well, and, like, she does standalones decent. Like, yeah. So, you know, like as past readers, like, we know going into a book five, like, it's not going to be a huge deal that you didn't read the first four, which stresses me out, but we all know I'll do it.
But if you're reading this book, you are not reading this for character development. You are not reading this for a plot. No. This was a buffet of spice.
Well, and it was a buffet that doesn't make sense either.
No. Well, like, okay, so because I don't always read for the spice, and, like, the spice that she was going for didn't seem to be done well.
No.
It was very forced.
And certain things didn't make sense. Like, him as a swinger. Like,
Well, that part didn't bug me. Like, I could that didn't wasn't an issue for me. But the whole yacht scene when they brought, like, it was the couple and then him, and they brought her in, which would have been fine, but then they brought this random other guy in. So it was like there was five of them, and then like this other dude's hitting on Charlotte, and it's like, but Noah had already said like she was off limits because he was jealous and all these things. It just that whole scene in itself did not make sense.
yeah, I don't disagree. I also think that with this one, and Jenny, I'm gonna play to you on this one, the emotional connection never seemed to develop. But I think they were both so emotionally immature that nobody knew how to make an emotional connection.
Right, because I, yeah, very much when they get to the end and he like comes back and he's like, "No, I love you. I didn't mean anything I said." And I'm like, how do you know? Like, all
Well,
you guys have done is like had sex and cleaned the house.
I mean, I love a one night stand, but I think we can have a one night stand and still get emotional
Right.
connections. We've read books where one night stands have turned into these really great emotional connections, well done stories, you know, with characters that are you can connect with. This book was so surface. And again, it was nothing but a buffet of spice.
Well,
Like,
and like I've read books that have like that, like other like person that's introduced to the relationship for different things, and like they have a threesome or they have a quad, or if there's a name for that, I don't know. But like
an
they
orgy at
have those,
that
I mean, they have
point.
those interactions with other people, but there's still that emotional connection between the hero and the heroine. Like honestly, there was like I felt more connection between that married couple that they were doing stuff with. Then, which I mean, naturally, you're going to have that. But like, if you're trying to put these two people together, you have to have that connection with them too. It's like she had more of a connection with the lady when they were doing all that stuff than she did with him.
Well, and there were the pieces that like she could have used to like have character development. Like his
Yes.
dad's sick. Like let's
Right.
see more of that. Like what, how does that change him? How does that
Yeah.
change his view of life? Like her, she needs to grow up. Like I would have liked to see her like move out on her own, like at the end.
I would have liked to have just even seen her parents kick her to the curb and be like, you have six, kind of that Cinderella kind of vibe. You have 60 days to pull your shit together,
Yeah.
or you're completely cut off. So you come to work on time, you act like an adult, no scandals, no nothing. And we've read
Well,
books like that that are good.
but also give her a real job, like not cleaning an office
Right?
twice a
Like, and
week.
she's getting like paid under the table and.
Like you're cleaning an office twice a week,
Yeah.
and that's your job.
Well, and then they're like, we don't really need her. And I'm like, yeah, because you have like somebody for that already.
Yeah. Like, if you're going to make her pay off her debt because she stole money from you and took a vacation to Hawaii because she wanted to save her shitty relationship that she had with this older dude who partied like he was 20 still, it's like you're not helping her by doing what you're doing. Like, yes, you created the problem, but you are exacerbating the problem by solving it the way that you're solving it. There's no solution there. You're not teaching her any responsibility whatsoever.
And I know that Jenny's not usually a fan of third act breakups, but I do. I like them. And actually,
I like them too.
I was kind of relieved and I hoped that it didn't get an AGA. I said what I said. She's dumb and I hated her. And I wanted her to be like, and he was stupid.
He was.
I would have been fine too. If this book, and this book did, it felt like a little bit of an HFN versus an
I
HEA.
yes, 100%.
And I'm absolutely okay with this. And I know that there was an epilogue, it was called The Lesson. Zero desire to go and read that because I do not care about them.
No, because you have to download it and click into the link and all that stuff. And like, that's too much effort for me for this.
And
Like,
I
there are
should
books
buy.
I will download that shit and like gobble it right
Right.
up. This one, I just kept scrolling past that page till I got to the 100% so she could get my like full page reads and get that little like she read the book bonus at the end. Because I did appreciate the fact that like she wrote a book, but this was not her good work. Like this was the story itself, like there were not editing errors.
No, there
Punctuation
weren't.
was the book was clean. The story was not good
The
though.
characters
There's
were
just so
stupid.
much missing.
The characters were stupid. And that's just it. Like, so I've had a really busy week with a lot of stuff going on, and we're just finally getting over the hump of Mike's stuff. And so I was kind of late into reading this. Like, I didn't start it till last night, and I finished it this afternoon, and I was angry every minute I spent reading this book because I just kept getting more and more annoyed with these people.
Well, and I think the thing though too is like you went into it knowing the kind of book Nikki Sloan can write. And this was not that. Like this was like her almost like a re-debut type of book thing where like she was starting from scratch. Like this book, the development of the story, like left so many holes and so many things that could have developed well. The characters were just meh. Even the side characters, like honestly, the architect and his girlfriend and boyfriend,
Clay, Lilith, and
Lilith,
Travis.
like they were honestly one of my favorite parts of this book. And like the scene that they did, I really enjoyed that. But it's like the side character should not be the best part of the book. Like the way that scene played out, like it just was really well. That part was really well written.
Yeah, even when she like comes out of the house that one morning and like her failed date is
Oh,
like mowing the
Preston.
yard. I'm like, well, what's his story? Because this one's not
He
going anywhere.
is the hero of The Good Girl, the book previous to
Well, I'm not
this.
gonna, yeah, I'm not
And
gonna read
he
any of
is
them, but
the ex-boyfriend of the girlfriend from the
the
doctor.
doctor.
So they do like interact in that way. So like the characters like do flow between the books, but yeah. So the chick that he chases out at the restaurant is his heroine, but you don't know
Yeah,
that. It
I mean,
was
I would assume that's what I assumed, but
I only know that because I went digging after I was done because
and
I was curious.
I was also confused of the timeline, but because I was like, did she, like how has she not seen him beforehand? And then I was like, oh, I didn't realize it had been like months at
Yeah.
that point.
Yeah, the timeline it was weird. Like the way like the flow of it was weird
But
because at
Nikki
one
Sloan
point like
does
they've been
that.
she does, but it was even more almost stilted and stunted in this one because at one point like they started sleeping together and then it was like all of a sudden 3 weeks later, which is fine, but the way that it
She didn't use
played in the
time markers to help us understand time.
Which I don't care, but it just didn't flow right.
You don't care? That's something that I constantly like in my edits, like mark time, but I don't like it when at the top of the chapter it'll say 3 weeks
I
later.
care in the sense where it has to make sense the way that it's written. It didn't make sense that it was
No,
written.
this is
Like, I don't
terrible.
necessarily need that time marker itself, but like the time needs to be shown at the same time.
And you know this book is terrible because it's not even a
Don't
month
laugh at
old.
me, Jenny.
It's not even a month old, and it's only like a 3.8 on Goodreads and a
Yeah, it's not good.
4.1 on Amazon. Like, it's not even a month old and it's under a four. Nikki Sloan is a better writer than that. So that's how you know this book is like not good because her fan base, and digging through the reviews of people that read it, there were ARC reviewers that were two starring it like before the it released. And I was like,
Which
oh.
is very unheard of.
Yeah. So there were a lot of problems in this book, and I think it just came simply down to really terrible characters.
Well, it reminded me of like when we talked about fan fiction and like when people are just trying to figure out like how to put characters
They're just
together.
like spinning.
Yeah, and throw some lemons in there. Let's do
Yeah.
some kinky stuff. All
Well,
right.
and that's the thing, like it, and that is really how it felt, because like it seemed like she was gonna go the daddy brat, like almost little girl, like track, but then she didn't, and but like she still had little pieces in it, but it's like once the voyeur thing came out, you could have really went the distance with that, but then
But
she
she
switched it
did.
up into
Yeah.
that like swinging aspect to
But
it.
we have read, Jenny and I in particular, have read a really great voyeur swinger styled romance
But
in
this one, it just doesn't
the
work.
second book in the Savage Castle series.
Yeah, that one, it worked really well.
And they
Well,
were
and
kind
I
of a
have
one
read a
night
lot of
stand.
like BDSM books and
Yeah.
all those things, and they have, but they're thought out in the way the process is. Like, and it just, she took like three steps and then like five steps back with each like piece of it.
Well, and Jen
Yeah.
Ellen brings up in the chat that the swinger aspect is not working for her fans. It felt too close to cheating. And it did because it felt like it popped up out of nowhere. Like if they had had their one night stand and then there had been more club exploration, more voyeur type
Yeah,
upper
instead we're just like
opportunities.
walking in.
Yeah.
Or even because like he met with that couple like when they first met, like even if there had been like some internal like thought process about like who they were and why they were meeting, like, but it just kind of like he's meeting with them and he like has this like offhand internal thought about how like they're getting together for their first date, but then there's nothing until like she is at his house and they're having sex and Charlotte like walks in on them.
Yeah.
Well, and
So it's,
Charlotte thinks, like, because we see that from her point of view, and she thinks they're cheating. Like, she has
yeah, because
no,
like,
like, she doesn't even have, like, an inkling that,
well, and
yeah.
that's something that's interesting because in Nikki Sloan's Blindfold Club, the kink aspect is very well educated. It reminds me a lot of like Stacey Kennedy's Club Sin or her Club Phoenix, where there's a lot of kink education, even a little bit in Sarah Kate's
Salacious.
Salacious Players Club. Like there's some kink education happening. Even Shannon Elliott, when in her books, she gives us a little bit of education and understanding. And I felt like that never happens really for Charlotte. It's just kind of
No.
like, well, this is what it
Well,
is.
but even when they go and visit the club, like there's a lot more, because any like the Lexi Blake ones, like any time you visit a club, there's a lot of like paperwork and approval that you have to
Yeah.
go through to be a guest, but like she shows up and they do the paperwork and it's like
Right.
okay.
Even in like Alta Hensley or the different Midnight Dynasty books, there's some kind of like papers you're signing, education.
Samantha Cole is the one that I was like, that was the name I couldn't think of.
Claire Contreras, the second book in that in her hockey book world.
Oh, the Until I Get You,
And
that second
yeah,
one.
the second one in that series, there's a whole education about wristbands and and the very first time you visit, it's like a red wristband and you have to stay with
Yeah,
your.
there's so many rules of safety.
Yeah.
But then it makes me think like how many, like there are clubs out there that are not safe clubs. And so it made me think that this was one of those not safe clubs.
This felt like Nikki Sloan, because I know how old Nikki Sloan is, so she is our age. I felt like she found out what FetLife was and said, "Hey, I'm just gonna kind of spin a wheel and see what I can do."
But then at the same time, it's like you know that she did research for her older series, and so it's very frustrating.
then did she ghost? Did she have a ghostwriter on this one?
I
Because it
maybe I
feels
don't
like
know.
the
It doesn't feel like her book.
That Filthy
You
Rich
know what I mean?
Americans is such a great book, and like those deep characters, even the second, like, because you have the trilogy that's the one couple, and then you get the dad's book as the fourth book. Those are so well done and so well executed. And then we get this garbage, and I'm like, what happened? Where are you? Okay, is there anything about this book that we need to talk about before we go forward? Did we
Jenny.
cover everything, Jenny?
It kept reminding, this is so me, like it kept reminding me of this New York Times article that I read about like these people that like basically lived in a house that was the club 24/7 and how that doesn't work.
It did make me think, like, as we were doing this, all of those Zillow Gone Wild houses where you know it was either used for porn
Oh, like the
or,
swinger house that we found.
yeah, like it's either a swinger house or this house was used. And I just kept thinking, wonder what his house would look like on Zillow. Now everybody's thinking about it.
I am.
I am obsessed with Zillow Gone Wild, and you guys haven't gotten any crazy house listings for me recently.
Not recently.
No, not.
No, I guess I'll have to go looking. Okay, thumbs up, thumbs down on The Broker by Nikki Sloan, Jenny.
Thumbs down. I definitely would not pick up this book like ever.
Yeah. Leah, thumbs up, thumbs down.
This one's a thumbs down for me because I like Nikki Sloan, but this book did not, it did not work.
Thumbs down for me also, but I think that I'm done with Nikki Sloan for a while. Like, it will have to be something exceptional that someone is like, this is the best thing I have
A
read,
trusted,
a
a
trusted
trusted.
reviewer. I will not pick up another Nikki Sloan. Like, I have zero desire to go back and read the books that I've missed in this series because I haven't read Frat Boy or Good Girl, but I don't care because these people annoyed me so much that, like, I'm really mad that I wasted time today because it was a I had a lot of work on my agenda and I'm really mad that I wasted time and I stayed up late last night. I stayed up till three reading.
I read this super fast because I
Well,
was
and you
like, I can
eyeballed
re
this one too.
yeah. I was like, I can reward myself with a
You're
good
like, I
book
get
after
a gummy and a half.
this.
You deserve something a little extra, Jenny. Okay, so let's talk about what BDSM books or one night stands that actually work. And Jenny, kinky books are not typically your cup of
No,
tea.
I'm more of a vanilla person. Like, I'm again, like, as a demisexual person, like, I lean more towards the asexual side of the spectrum where sex isn't like a huge part. I respect it as like connection, and but I don't need a lot of spice. But even in this book, like I said again, like, I don't have a lot of knowledge, but I was like, I don't think this is how this is supposed to go. But I will say, like, Amanda Richardson's Savage Castle. Like, I read the first two, I didn't read the third one.
I tried the third one. It was a DNF for both Amanda and I.
Yeah, and that's what I was
Well,
like.
but I heard the next the fourth one was very good, but I can't say for sure.
But I do like the Amanda Richardson's books. And I think that she does a really great job with consent, but also giving us spice and character development.
Yes. Yes,
Leah,
that's.
do you have any books you recommend that if somebody is really looking for a good BDSM or kinky book that they should check out?
So like I said, Lexi Blake and Samantha Cole, they are both BDSM heavy. They have very safe clubs. Rules are very well laid out. Safe words. And that was something too. They didn't have a safe
Right.
word. That now that just popped into my head.
Yeah.
But like those were very important things in those books. Like those are well done, well researched. Shayla Black has BDSM books. Again, very well done, very researched. Like there's a lot of knowledge put into those books. Piper Rain, they have their P Rain. It's like their darker side. They actually have a series. They renamed it recently. It's the Ritual Room series. They're all fairy tale retellings. But then they have like this sex club like side story. It's like a like a secret society type of thing. They're really well done. I enjoy those ones a lot. And then I'm trying to think, there was another one that I thought of earlier today, but I can't think of what it is
So,
now.
Bound by Shannon Elliott, again, consent, emotion, really deep characters. And that is female, female, male. Sawyer Bennett does her Wicked Horse series. She has her regular and then her Vegas series. Those are exceptionally well done. Little Dove by Layla Frost. Like, if we're going to compare
Well,
apples to apples,
yeah.
The Broker was what I wanted. The Little Dove is what I wanted from the broker, and the broker did not give it to me.
Yeah. Well, book two is very BDSM heavy too because he likes rope play. He's like a shibari master type thing.
Praise by Sarah Kate, The Tease by Lauren Blakely. And again, those are young girls with older guys in that Lauren Blakely series. And, they're sexy and they're intense, but they gave us emotion and really good characters. BDSM Checklist series by Lila DeBoy. Those are short, fast, and spicy, but none of the characters are annoying. And you can skip around on that one. You can just pick a letter and go for it.
Well, and you and I read a series. It's an older series. So book it's a duet, I think. It might be a trilogy. I cannot think of who it is. But it is BDSM, Shibari. He
Oh,
teaches her.
Lorelai James
That's
series
it.
Unbound. It's a
Yes.
duet, and then the
Unbound
third book is
is the best
sister
friend
and
or
sister. Yeah.
yeah, those ones are very well done, very well researched, safe words, all of the things that you want in like that world.
The Titan Sin City series by Sierra Cartwright. Masters of the Marquee series by Golden Angel. The Phoenix Club series by Stacey Kennedy. The Submission series by C.D. Reese. The Boardroom series by Lydia Eicher. So that series is very interesting. And I actually think, Jenny, you would like that series because it's an app that matches people together and they kind of sneak into different boardrooms every night to have sex. But it ends up that, like, that first time they get in there, they connect with someone and then they just keep meeting in the boardroom and it develops out of there. So you get kind of that anonymity, but in the world. And it's oftentimes like the in their office building they work in. It's very spicy. Heather and I did a quick shot on one of the books. And it was really well done. And then Maya Banks, she has several
Yeah,
series. Rush,
she does.
and then she has her Simply series that are BDSM lifestyle that work really well. So you can have age gap and you can have kink with characters that you don't want to throat punch and drown in the pool or the toilet, wherever. I just kept
They don't
thinking
deserve
while
the
she's
pool.
cleaning, I could just shove her head down and just.
Dishwasher, like. Like, if
ever I could waterboard a character, this was the character I wanted to waterboard.
I mean, that's fair.
I kind of liked that, like, she was not a lifestyle influencer like she wanted to be, but then, like, cleaning, I was like, what? Because it
Well, it's
sounded
almost
like.
like an OnlyFans type of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like that's where like
yeah.
my head went because it's like she's taking video. But I will say, I get in those organizing TikToks and I can't stop watching them. So, I mean, I kind of understand the
Heather
cleaning
listens to
aspect.
several, watches several people on Instagram that listen to give, they listen to audiobooks and then they give you their book review while they clean the house. And Heather's obsessed, and I'm just like,
I mean,
okay.
so there's an influencer for everything,
There is, but I
but I did.
mean,
I like totally went like OnlyFans, like what direction?
yeah. I
But that's
listen to
just.
audiobooks about cleaning because I suck at it, but yeah.
I really don't want to get better at it, so I don't care. I just want someone else to do
Would be great.
it. I want to be independently wealthy so I can pay somebody to clean my house. But we
Like,
have not won the lottery yet. So.
The saddest day. Oh, speaking of lottery, I was having a
Oh, God.
conversation with an author. We were talking about something, and I said, there will be a sign that I've won the lottery. And she's like, oh, really? What'll be the sign? And I said, somebody I know and love is going to get a vat of lube delivered to their driveway. And they're like, excuse me? I'm like, yes, 1,000 gallons
Please don't let it be me.
of lube.
I seriously have nightmares about this, of like it showing up in my driveway and like the whole neighborhood, because like people here just are in everybody's business and like,
I'm not
Could you
telling you who's getting
imagine
it, but
my
somebody.
husband if that showed up at my house?
Well, see, I would be like, I didn't order
Yours
it,
would
and
think it was
people
funny.
he
Mine would be appalled. I love my husband.
Jeremy would get.
He would not find that
Jeremy
funny
would
at
get the
all.
slip and slide out and lube up the children and start throwing them down the.
Yeah, he would have a party and like be like a
Lube
keg,
party at
like,
Jenny's
yeah.
house.
Lube
Bring your own,
disturbation.
yeah, bring your own
Distribution. So we all know
container.
who's getting the lube.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying there will be signs. Somebody will be on social media and be like, what the actual heck? Why is this
Yeah,
in my
heck would not
driveway?
be the word that I was using.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay, I don't know where I was going with that. Just lottery winnings. Okay, so that's a wrap on this episode. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into The Broker by Nikki Sloan. We'll be back Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the YouTube. Jenny will be with me, and we will be joined by three delightful authors.
I'm excited.
We're super excited about this. We're going to dive into the topic of own voice disability rep. And we've got three amazing authors joining us. I'm so excited about it. And then next week, we are diving into Idol by Kristen Callahan. So we are kicking off Rockin' April, which doesn't really work, but
No, not at all, but
not at all. But April is full of rock stars, and we're going to hit some classics and some classic rock star authors. So I'm super excited about that. Amanda earlier today was like, I'm ready to be in my rock star era. I'm like, I've never really left it, but
I've never really
my
went into
favorite.
it, so
There's so many good titles this month. Like, I think I have
I am
read
really
all but
excited about all
one.
these books. I'm excited about all the books, like I'm very intrigued by it, but rock stars has not been my forte.
Just give them a different
The ones
job.
I've read, I enjoy.
No, like I need them to be a musician.
You need him to be the musician, the
I
artist.
live with
Yes.
the guitar player who plays incessantly. I don't need to read about it.
It'll be okay. You'll be fine.
I know I'll be fine, but after hearing the same song months on end as he's writing it, you're like, I don't need to read about this.
It'll be amazing. It's going to be amazing. I'm so excited for it.
I am
So
excited
make sure you
though.
are joining us Sunday night for the authors, and then we're back on Wednesday, and we will be reviewing Idol by Kristen Callahan. Thank you guys for hanging out and joining me and reading this book,
Book.
whatever it was. Until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.